Time for the U.S. staffing.
All over the place.
Radio program.
Radio highlight of the week.
Right here.
Back on Facebook.
Good morning, America.
We're here.
Yeah, we are. So, Greg, how's your weekend? Uneventful.
I'm here.
And baseball's coming back.
I made it.
Baseball is coming.
They're trying to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not official yet?
Well,
they got quite a few things, I think, to work through.
They've got a lot of issues.
Spring training starts 1st of July, right? Isn't that what it was?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But they still have some work to do with the season, huh?
No, I think they've got the season.
Okay.
Okay.
Mapped out, but I still think the health issues are...
Oh, yeah.
And basketball. I've been reading some about that, too. In Orlando, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, some of their players have... I think there's a couple of people that test positive, so now there's a big scare. So, anyway. Well, Greg, baseball is coming back, and we thought we would have some fun. And
we're assuming it's coming back at this point.
Yes.
Well, they're going to try.
They are going to try.
You better come back, because that's what this whole script is written around. So it must come back.
Yeah, that or we'll have.
So they have to come back.
That's
now.
Right.
Have to now.
So we thought we would start off the morning with some quotes from none other than Lawrence Peter Berra, who we know more famously as Yogi Berra.
Yes,
Yogi. Yogi's famous for his quotes throughout his life and his baseball career.
There's no doubt about
as
it.
As you know, so we're going to mention just a few to give you a taste of them.
I could give you some quotes from Yogi Berra. I couldn't give you any one of his stats. So,
well, I didn't even know he was a catcher. So I read the article.
So here's a couple. When talking about funeral attendance, Yogi said, "Always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't come to yours." And when commenting about a particular player's hitting ability at the plate, he said, "He hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious."
Oh, my goodness. Well, a couple more. So his thoughts on pitchers. This is really funny. Pitchers are liars. Or crybabies, so I guess. Sort of like a politician, I guess.
Right.
Liars and crybabies. Finally, a really funny one is they reflected. You get me in. This is like probably from the 70s, I'm thinking, this particular comment. When this particular act was going on in the stadium, so he reflected on streakers running across the outfield after a recent game. He says, "I don't know if they were men or women fans." He said they had bags over their heads. So. Could you just imagine being a reporter like, what?
Yeah.
What? I'm not going to write that down.
No, absolutely. Well, today's topic comes from Forbes.com and was written by Jared Jackson earlier this month. And so, evidently, we decided to forego the segue. We didn't even try.
Oh, yeah. I was looking for quotes from Yogi. No, I can't.
We didn't even attempt it.
Well, next.
That's right. Well, Jackson addresses the problems of working remotely and the impact it has on work culture and productive output. So we've heard a lot about the blessings of it, but he kind of highlights some things that you need to watch out for.
He points out that remote work reduces business overhead and costs, which we all know to be true.
Yes.
You know, because you can reduce your utility costs, facility costs, that sort of thing. And the solitude, though, can also be very productive, you know, getting things done when you're by yourself at your home.
Yep.
But he also adds relationships between people do suffer, and you know, that's maybe we're just being very obvious about that.
Yeah.
But I think that is very true, just my own experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, business is about relationships, right? Managing people, making decisions, and learning new responsibilities often takes that face-to-face connection rather than a virtual. And some of those things are very difficult to do
virtually. Yeah, for sure. You know, over the last few months, that's something that I think we've all learned. Connecting over video can be hard for people who are, you know, if you're a social person, connecting by video just doesn't quite do it. And the restrictions imposed by that, you know, the frame of your monitor can make social connections really difficult because you're trying to Zoom and that sort of thing.
So. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, it's also important to remember that some people like remote work because they're task-oriented and they can get things done with minimal interruptions from coworkers like stopping by our office.
These are the people that close their doors and don't want you to come into their office.
Yes.
It's that person.
Yes, they're like,
about.
I need 2 hours closing my door. That's don't right. talk yeah. to me unless if the
don't
building's on fire.
Don't email me.
That's right.
So there's a mix of people in any workplace, though. Some need social connections to get things done, and some need solitude at home to get things done. Which one are you, Ben?
I consider myself to be an introverted extrovert. I am more extroverted.
We need to get a psychologist. There,
I am more extroverted.
Call Yogi.
Yeah.
Call Yogi, yeah.
So I'm more extroverted than introverted, but I do like some times of solitude.
I totally could work by myself the entire day and feel very good about it.
Oh, I couldn't. I could not do that.
What about you, Greg? More like working by yourself or working with people?
Yeah, I could
be by yourself all day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could do that.
So the truth is, no matter what we prefer, solitude or social, most of us seesaw between needing both as we take on different projects and decisions. I mean, I can't live my entire life behind closed doors, right?
You don't have one of those shirts that says, I hate people.
I got a few at home. I just don't wear them to work.
That's right. Well, you know, another problem with remote work is, as described by the author of the article, is related to the social issue that develops if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. Without the face-to-face relationships that we've talked about, our connections to each other aren't very strong, and they tend to break down.
So that's a very good point. I mean, I have an example from my own personal life that kind of illustrates this. So we have grandkids in Seattle and here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. We definitely connect with our grandkids in Seattle. We see them by Zoom and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we have a good relationship with them. We love them tremendously, but that relationship simply is not as good as it is with the local grandkids. Because you can't hang out with them very much. We hung out with some grandkids this weekend. We just know them better. And it's the same thing at work. It's hard to have close relationships when you don't interact face-to-face with each other.
Yeah, you know, so the author has some suggestions to balance the solitude offered by working remotely and the social aspect gained by working in the office. Mm-hmm. The first suggestion he gave is have large spaces in your workplace where people can gather around and discuss and socialize, but still social distance. And
So conference room with the ability to physical distance from each other allows teams to still get together for social interaction, to get to know each other and still be safe and get things done. The second suggestion, though, is to allow employees to work from home when it makes sense. So it's not just a carte blanche, everybody work at home kind of a thing.
Yeah, and that makes probably more sense than anything else that's in this article. Is you can't demand that everyone be in the office every day. Mm-hmm. You need to be flexible with employees so that those who need their solitude and get things done, they have that, but also allow the opportunity to socialize.
So I'm working at home the rest of you. Is that right?
That's negative. I need you in the office.
I wear my T-shirt. If you're an employer looking to build your on-the-ground team, your at-work team, or your at-home team, whichever way it is, contact us. Or maybe you're an employee with a great work ethic. Reach out to us. Ben, how can people find us?
If business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com.